empty room, a voiceless crew at the edge of the moon, the empty room, nothing is in it,
even. So it's that time of year, Eric. I think it's the time where something magical might happen. Christmas is right around the corner, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about where this election thing could finish up. Because time is running out for the Trump administration. And shit's going to get real, real soon. Welcome to the Empty Room Podcast. It's episode 54. Scott here with Eric. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
And I wasn't kidding. I really believe that this upcoming week, the shit is going to hit the fan. There is enough evidence, in my opinion, to take this to the Supreme Court and overturn it. The most recent update, Eric, was the Georgia tapes. Have you seen them?
I have. I've seen bits and pieces. I haven't seen the whole thing.
It's crazy.
It is pretty crazy.
People were trying to debunk them the other day, and even avoiding the technical, you're full of shit. The easy one is ballots don't go in suitcases. I don't care. I don't care who you are or what you're doing. Ballots do not go in suitcases. And quite frankly, that's enough evidence for me, let alone anything else. So you're talking about the Georgia tape. You're talking about the USPS truck driver who had to take ballots that were already signed from New Jersey to Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. You're talking about Michigan having a 300% voting attendance. You can't have 300%. You have 100%.
It's true.
You have Arizona that's shady as shit. I mean, it's amazing. There's just so much that proves to me that President Trump should remain president. Do you have any thoughts on the matter, Eric, as we enter into this delicate yet powerful yet holy shit, you might need the AK and pray week?
It's one of those things where there's so much evidence, like so overwhelming, that it's hard to believe that it's true.
Right.
Where it's just like, I mean, it was so blatant and so much of it.
Oh.
And it was just like, what is it? No, no, it can't possibly be right.
It's like I talked about. I think there were so many powerful people who have done horrible, horrible things that know that if Trump remains president, their ass is nailed to the ground. And they could not afford to do it. So they went all in. They said, we're going to steal this election. We're going to rig it. And we're going to, we don't care how obvious it is. We don't care if the stats don't match up. We're scared to death. Now, what's interesting is that this strategy still may work.
Yeah.
They still might get away with it. And they still might steal everything. But I tell you what, if people don't recognize this, don't do anything about it, what's the point of voting anymore? And I'll tell you one other thing, Eric. Not that you asked. You and I and people who are conservatives that follow One America News or Newsmax, or you get your news from Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Steven Crowder, Tim Pool, I could go on and on, Jim Quinn. If you don't get that and you follow the mainstream media, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News now, who's turned left.
Fuck news.
Eric, you don't know about this.
No.
You have no idea.
None whatsoever.
You don't know anything is going on. You think Trump lost the election, it was fair and square, and that's it. And that's so fucking wrong. It's amazing.
Yep.
So what's going to happen here is that if I had to make a prediction...
Give us a prediction.
Trump's going to go to the Supreme Court with his crew, and he's going to win.
God, I hope so. I really hope so.
Because if he doesn't, why vote again? The conservatives, the Republicans, will always lose.
Mm.
Because if they can rig the presidential election and everyone will turn a blind eye to it, then it's over. So, in my opinion, Trump has to win just to rectify the election situation and make people believe the election is real.
Yeah.
No. From there, I mean, who knows what happens? Like, anyone can win if it's a fair election. But I tell you, I think he wins. All hell breaks loose because those people who are either sheep or on the left don't believe this is actually happening because they haven't heard anything about it. And that's why I say, load the AK and pray week coming up.
Yeah.
Not that we want violence. We never do. But my God, this is insane.
It really is. It really is insane. It's God, the amount of shit that you see, like, you know, people saying, oh, this was a fair and secure election. The fact that they're still saying that this was the most secure election ever, which is like, really?
None of the statistics line up.
I mean,
and then the basic ones, like most people on the left, Eric, I think I'm correct in saying this, felt that Obama was the greatest president of all time.
Yeah, they're delusional.
Yeah, but whatever. And you're telling me that Joe Biden was able to get more votes than Obama?
10 million more.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And Obama and Hillary outperformed Biden in all the states except the crooked ones that he needed to win, where the statistics are all off. This is, we're absolutely in crazy town.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's mind-numbing. I took a walk with my friend John. We got it. Maybe we'll call in and get John after one of these segments. But we were talking about this and how crazy it was and how there might be blood in the streets no matter what happens because of the way it's been played by both sides.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And, you know, Antifa's already been doing that and Black Lives Matter and all those. So, I mean, I don't think it's going to be too above the norm of what we've already been seeing. But my God, we are in a crazy situation.
And it's only going to get worse.
Well, next
before it gets bad.
Next week's the week because December 14th, they got to have this all sorted out.
I thought there was like a January 6th date. And I know about the December 14th thing, but I thought there was like a thing in January, like the 6th.
You might be right. However, 14th is what sticks in my mind. But I think you have two people specifically, Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani, who love fighting the odds. I mean, Giuliani took on mafia guys and won. Trump has taken on the whole establishment, both left and right, and won. He has smart people going for it. So we're going to see how this turns out, but this is wild right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely wild.
And plus, I don't know if you have this in your notes. Did you read that Giuliani tested positive for COVID?
Just now?
Yeah, it was Trump tweeted it out today.
Oh, I didn't see that. I did see that, you know, the Georgian governor, Kemp, who has been shitting the bed down there in Atlanta because there's about to be this election for those two Senate seats, and Trump is pushing Kemp hard to be like, dude, you can see the statistics. It was a fucked up election. Fix it. You know, let's do this right. And Kemp kind of just keeps weaseling around. And then it just so happens that his daughter's boyfriend gets in a massive car accident and the whole car explodes. And it's like, ooh.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
This could be...
Somebody's sending a message, possibly. I don't know. Dude, some of this stuff... Again, I don't think I would ever have believed a lot of the shit that I'm hearing. Like you said, it's unbelievable. But this is where we're at.
I know, man. The long arm of Hillary Clinton.
My God.
You know, blowing up some random kid's car.
There's crazy stuff going on. Crazy stuff. And all I know is Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. That's all I know.
Oh, of course not.
That's all I know.
It was literally Hillary pulling on the rope.
Stop squirming. You agreed to this.
We all agreed.
So, Eric, Amazon, one of the three big companies that have gained the most from this COVID-19 thing.
Yep.
They are going to join all Alexa devices together with your neighbor's devices in a shared network called Sidewalk. What could go wrong?
What's it called?
Sidewalk. Where all the Alexa devices will be joined together in a Hive network.
Well, get rid of your Alexa devices now.
Yep, it's time to stop. They're listening to you even if you think they're not on.
counting down the days.
To judgment day.
Dun, 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 dun.
We are here at judgment day. I like this story better because I think you said it all. Get rid of your Alexa stuff. Move on.
Yeah.
It's like it. Facebook too. Get rid of Facebook because Facebook follows you on all your web searches and all your stuff. So if you're looking at stuff you shouldn't be looking at, Facebook knows about it. And then they're going to use it to blackmail you, just so you know. There are consequences to these things.
Aren't like 40 states suing Facebook right now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, one of the things that President Trump was talking about, because for the defense bill that was coming up, he demanded that the strike down of 230 be in there.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, that rule. What's it called? Segment 230? No, it's...
I know what you're talking about. It's that.
But it allows Facebook...
It gives Instagram, protection, though, to Facebook. Twitter. It's what allows them to claim that their platform's not publishers.
And you can't sue them for liability. Yeah. So he wants that out.
Get rid of it.
Because all of it's bullshit. So, Eric, speaking of Instagram, there was a little bit of an issue.
Were we talking about Instagram?
I don't even know if it's Instagram or Facebook or something. But there was a photo put on one of those social media networks.
Yep.
An Australian soldier.
Soldier. Yeah, I gotcha.
Drinking what could only be beer out of a prosthetic leg that belonged to a Taliban warrior that he ended. And, of course, that's causing problems. What are your remarks on that, Eric?
Okay. You know, people take trophies sometimes. This is not a new thing.
Look at Dexter. I mean, come on.
No. I'm talking about, like, you know, soldiers. I mean, this isn't new. Back in World War II, soldiers were clawing over each other to pick up a random Luger on the ground from some soldier they killed. I mean, this is what happens. Now, you know, drinking a beer out of a leg, prosthetic leg. At least it didn't hollow out a real leg.
Ew.
I mean, that
the Taliban was called Hopalong.
Yeah, sure.
Of course, he didn't go away. Look at him.
But I mean, this kind of stupid shit happens. This is the kind of gallows humor that keeps a soldier sane.
Right, right. I saw a great comment on it. The people that kill for your country, U.S., Australia, anyone who's does killing, protecting of the country, those people are not Captain America. You think they are, but they're not. They're tough, possibly imbalanced people that do the stuff that you couldn't dream of doing because you don't have the mental fortitude to do it.
And here's the thing, Captain America is barely Captain America.
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah.
I mean, does he have the good heart and the, like, you know, the nobility and all that stuff? Yeah. But how he was in the movies, he's not like that.
Mm.
He's much more hardened. He is a soldier for a reason. And that, you know, it's just that he's a soldier.
Yeah, and soldiers have to do hard things. And if they need gallows humor to survive it, because mentally you and I wouldn't be able to handle such things, well, we could with practice, but initially it would be very difficult.
Yep.
You know, God bless those guys that do what they need to do. And if they're fighting the real bad guys, and I'm gonna make the leap that this Taliban soldier was a bad guy.
Yeah.
There you go.
It kind of goes without saying.
I'm not worried about it. Let this dude do what he needs to do.
Yeah. I mean, as long as he's not, like, you know,
Hunting down Afghan people and taking their legs.
Gunning people down at random and taking prosthetic legs for some reason.
Or legs in general. That would be bad.
Yeah.
So let's move on to something that's so stupid it's got to be talked about.
Okay.
Ellen Page has decided to come out as transgender and now wants to be known as Elliot Page. Now, here's my thing on this. I don't care. She can do whatever the hell. He can do whatever the hell she wants. He, she wants. Whatever. I'm going to mess that up the entire way. I'll tell you this, though. Saw a good point from Jeff Rubin. Or no, not Jeff Rubin. Dave Rubin. My apologies.
What is wrong with you?
Where, you know, didn't she just come out as a lesbian a year ago? And now another year has gone by and she's a transgender person. And I saw another comment that said, wow, she left being a lesbian to be a straight white man. Freaking racist.
I mean, just, like, you know, imagine the progression. I'm a lesbian. Year or two later, I'm transgender. I'm now named Elliot. 2 years later. I'm an amputee. And cuts her own legs off.
Yeah. I mean, you walk this really tough line because people are people and they have things that they, you know, they have things that they believe, things they want to do. And you don't want to piss on anyone's parade. And you don't want to jump out and say, hey, these people are mentally unstable. But like,
well, they have a mental disorder.
There's
what, I mean, it's what it is. Look, I know it's like, hey, you're not supposed to say they have a mental disorder because that's, you know, transphobic or whatever. But it's what it is. It's exactly what it is. It's a disorder.
It's, there's something going on, and I don't want to jump out and call these people insane, but there's definitely, it's weird. Super weird. Maybe I'll never be able to get my head around it because,
well, it's basically, I mean, not basically. To say someone has a mental disorder is not, like, hateful. I have a mental disorder. It's depression.
Right, right.
That is my mental disorder. Transgender people have gender dysphoria. That's what they have. And they are free to do whatever they feel necessary in order to cope with that. Mm. If that means full-on transitioning, fantastic. Go on and do it. As long as you're an adult and you can make your own decisions.
I agree with that. I think you're, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to be hateful about it. I just don't. It seems like for her, like, this doesn't make sense.
No, because what has happened is that you have true transgender people who have this gender dysphoria and deal with it
as best they can.
And then you have what I call the gender identity people. These are the people that believe that gender is a social construct. It doesn't exist.
Right.
And they call themselves trans, which is hilarious to me because in their worldview, transgender doesn't exist because there's no such thing as male and female. It's interchangeable at will.
Right, right. That's I always found that funny with the alphabet soup thing, like LGBTQT whatever. Once you get further down the line, you know, you're talking about genders, but there's not really genders. And then you have people that say that there are
a million genders.
Million genders, bullshit. But also in the alphabet soup is bi, which means two. You know, it's all sort of a weird sort of thing.
Yeah, and it's just like, it's amazing because so I don't know what where in the pantheon Elliot is. I don't know if she's a gender identity person who's just like, well, you know, I feel like being male today. Because it really comes down to whether she actually transitions or not. Right. If she's just going to call herself Elliot and say that I'm a guy now with no other... She's a gender identity person.
Right.
She's...
Well, that's very interesting because I never thought of it that way, Eric. It's a very interesting way to come at it. I just know that from my perspective, I don't care what anybody does. You've heard my rules. I've said it many times. Whatever you want to do is whatever you want to do. Just don't infringe on my family or me liberty and freedom and leave the kids out of it. Like everything else, like whatever. Like do you, baby, and I'll do me and we'll just whatever. But at the same time, it just seems so flippant. Like when do these decisions get made and why do they get made? And I just don't understand. And here you have a person who's very successful, can I say actress first?
She was an actress.
Now actor. And I like her in the Umbrella Academy. I liked her in Juno. Like, she was really...
You know what the funny thing is? Is she still on the Umbrella?
I don't know. Like, it makes me think...
That'll be Elliot's first IMDb credit.
Yeah. and it makes me... Dude, it makes me think of that story. What was it? 2-3 podcasts ago where Mr. Freeze came out as gay and now he won't play those characters anymore?
Captain Cold. Yeah.
And it's kind of like, well, dude, don't ruin stuff because you're having issues. Like, yeah. You know, like...
You're having issues, so you take care of you. It's one of those things where it's like, that sounds like a you problem. You take care of it.
So again, like, I like the way you put it. I've never considered it that way, and I like it. And again, I don't want to be hateful. I just don't understand it.
No, I mean, it is what it is. It's become two different sects of trans, and I'll probably get hate for it. It's what I call true transgenders, and the fad trans people.
Yeah, I don't know.
The ones that just like, you know. Today I feel like a guy. Tomorrow I'm going to feel like a girl. It's just like, fine, but you're a jerk, and you basically think that the real transgender people who have this, who are, you know,
really feel it,
who really is like, I am a man trapped in a woman's body or a woman trapped in a man's body. Those people who have this awful disorder. And
I can't imagine it's fun for them.
No, absolutely not.
Horrified and miserable.
Just by you doing what you're doing, those people don't exist.
Yeah.
Or whatever they're feeling is not
relevant
because it's just a social construct. You can do whatever you want. Blah 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 blah. It's so fluid. It's like, ugh,
dude,
you are reprehensible, and I want to punch you in the face.
Dude, I don't know if I want to punch anybody right now. But the point of the story is, I never thought of it that way, and I think it's, I appreciate that. What it really comes down to is I don't want Umbrella Academy to end, so figure it out. Figure it out, everybody. I like Umbrella Academy.
And you couldn't come up with a better name than Elliot? I mean, who goes with Elliot?
I don't know. Let's move on.
How about Esteban?
Esteban Page. From now on, he's known as Esteban Page.
Esteves. Page.
Let's move on. Have you
Enrique?
Sorry.
Stop.
But Elliot, it's just like, oh, come on.
Yeah, hey, I don't know, man.
I don't know. It's a name's a name. I just think it's goofy.
Just
the name Elliot is goofy to me.
Yeah.
No offense to any Elliots out there.
Yeah, whatever. I mean,
my name's Leaf.
I mean, the good news is that, like, I guess Ellie works for both for them. So, I mean, Ellie's the safe call. You can get it right either time.
If that's why she chose Elliot, then she's definitely a fucking fad.
Oh, who knows? I mean, I don't know. You can't. I know she's definitely a massive leftist hardo. Like,
oh, she's, you know, yeah, so she's.
This could be one of those. I don't know. Anyway, I want to move on.
I need to be a victim more. Go ahead.
Project Veritas. Have you heard about the Project Veritas thing?
How they really reamed out CNN? That was fantastic.
Jeff Zucker.
Holy crap.
So somebody on the inside of CNN gave Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, the number and the access code to get into the morning meetings, and he's been recording them for months on end. And then finally he just speaks up.
Then they end it. Just be a real jackass about it, because that's what I like about James O'Keefe. There are some things where he kind of does, you know, he goes above and beyond with production value, and that's like, that always takes away from it for me when they're trying to, like, out stuff.
Well, I think he's got a problem. He's got, the only problem that I found with James O'Keefe, and I'll go into the background of him a little bit after your statement, but the problem he has is all of his hidden stuff. The audio is very tough to listen to. It's really hard and garbled. I think that's why they tried to go above and beyond the production stuff.
Yeah.
But to your point,
I just, like, it's such a, like, an asshole thing to do. That at the end of it, it's like, what's the guy's name again?
Zucker.
Zucker. Mr. Zucker, this is James O'Keefe from Project Veritas. I've been listening in and recorded everything. And then hangs up the phone. Just like,
He goes, I've been recording everything, and I don't think you're an independent journalist. Would you like to comment on that? And Zucker's like, you could hear his sphincter tighten.
Yeah.
You know, well, thank you for those comments, and we're going to have to change the way we meet now. And
probably, yeah.
O'Keefe was an acolyte of Breitbart.
Yeah.
And O'Keefe and I forget the woman's name. They did the famous gigolo and prostitute scam where they went into Acorn and tried to get by housing so they could run a brothel out of it. All fake, obviously. Sell the prostitutes for money and all this stuff. And Acorn was like, yeah, we can make it work and we can shy away from the taxes here. I mean, basically Acorn tried to show them, this was during the Obama administration, Acorn was Obama's pet project, right? A pet organization. He loved it.
Yep.
And they ended up closing it down. And one of the things that the media has never been able to figure out about Breitbart, of course, you know, unfortunately Andrew's not with us anymore, but O'Keefe and these guys, what they do is they have all this information. They gather it somehow. And then they just release a little bit. And the media flips it. Oh, it's not true. It can't be possible. And then they release some more. Oh, it can't be true. And they just drip, 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 drip them every single time. And it works every single time.
I love it. They go, I mean, because the media is, they fall for it every time.
Yep.
You know, he puts a little bit out there and they go overboard and like, oh, harumph, harumph, harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
They're lying. Look at this. They're lying.
And then they're just like, oh, yeah? Well, how about that?
Oh, dude, it's crazy. And they've been doing it for so long. And it actually, Breitbart talks about how he and O'Keefe sort of designed this, but it really was first, this tactic was first brought out against the left by Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge and the Monica Lewinsky stuff with Bill Clinton. You know, Bill was hooking up with Monica in the Oval Office. And they were like, all right, we have proof that Bill's been hitting it with somebody. That's a lie. You can't possibly say that. Her name is Monica. Oh, no, this is terrible. Here's the dress. Holy shit. Here's the cigar. Holy shit. So I love these things. These things are great.
Here's the dress. Uh-oh. Here's the cigar. Oh, no.
So I love these things. And the thing, you talked about your favorite moment recently with O'Keefe telling Zucker, ta. But my favorite Ta-ta. Was, by the way, we have months of this and we're going to let it out one by one like an advent calendar. So CNN is, I mean, again, conservatives and Republicans already knew that CNN was fake news and this is what they were doing. But now we have their own words prepping and trying to manipulate the news. One of the highlights of the first set of tapes was one woman was like, hey, if people start asking about why Trump hasn't conceded yet and the problems that are with, you know, why is he not going? Which, again, they're trying to hide because they know the truth that it was rigged.
Yeah.
But if they have the problem, say, hey, he needs to concede right away, because if you remember the last time we had an election where a concession didn't happen right away, Gore, Bush, 9/11 happened. And it's like, fuck, dude, you can't say that.
Hold on a second.
Wait a minute. So it's wild. It's wild, wild times. And that's why I think,
if he doesn't concede, thousands of people are going to die.
Yeah, I mean, just total hyperbole. So that's why another reason to think that next week is going to be fucking gonzo. Eric, Democratic politicians all over the country are violating their COVID-19 rules. What the fuck?
Was it? I can't remember who it was, but it was some mayor or governor who asked people to stay indoors from a webcam while he was vacationing in Mexico or some shit like that.
People are going to dinners. They're doing crazy shit. And this is where I like David Portnoy, because Portnoy is really the everyday person.
Yeah.
I love David Portnoy. Now, he can be a dick, and that's okay. And he can be a little crazy, and that's also okay. But he's the guy who's so apolitical that when he's fucking pissed off about something you've done, you've jumped the shark, as they say.
Yeah.
And even he was like, dude, fuck you. If you're going to tell us that we have to be locked down, and then you go out and party, you go out to dinner, you go do places, fuck you. And he's right. If you are a person like that, a governor, a state rep, a Republican, not Republican, well, yeah, Republican, Democrat, I don't
care. It doesn't matter, whatever side you're on.
If you're a guy that's doing this, or a gal that's doing this, I think you should resign. Now, Portnoy was like, you should go to prison. But I think you got to go, because we're talking about a situation where livelihoods are being stripped away, and fuck all of them for that.
I mean, stripped away, livelihoods are being destroyed, like utterly ground to dust.
Meanwhile, in Oregon has...
Can we just carve off Oregon the entire... just the entire West Coast. I mean, those three states, boom, 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 right down the line. Washington, Oregon, California. I mean, it's just like one line.
Meanwhile,
kind of like a banana shape.
In Oregon.
Just kind of push it off.
Oregon has been the first state to decriminalize cocaine and heroin. Remember, this Thanksgiving, you could smoke heroin, you could snort cocaine, nothing. But if you had more than 10 people over Thanksgiving, you could get prison time.
Yeah.
Fucking bonkers. Meanwhile, also, the House of Representatives passed a bill legalizing marijuana. Now it's at the House. I mean, the Senate, excuse me. God, can I say anything right now?
That's all right.
What do you feel about that? Because I have mixed feelings.
Yeah. I think it's a long time coming. I'm not especially happy with it because I just don't like it. I just don't like doing that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just.
I feel like it doesn't affect me or you because neither of us smoke. Neither of us care.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's kind of such like, oh, you know, weed, man, legalize it, blah, blah, blah. It's like, all right, fine.
I just hope they don't monopolize it. Because if you legalize and it's just government, then it really does take it out of the private sector. Guys like Mike Tyson are going to be shit out of luck. Or they're going to be forced into a certain parameter. But I don't know. I really don't care too much. People that are having trouble with weed are already having trouble with weed anyway. That's not going to change. And
the kind of problem I have is that Americans are already lazy. Maybe we shouldn't legalize a way for them to get even lazier.
Well, I mean, I suppose that's one way to look at it.
That's more of a joke way of looking at it.
But the other way is that the reason it was legalized in the first place was pretty stupid. So maybe
you mean made illegal?
Yeah, made illegal. Did I say it the wrong way?
Legal. You said legalized.
Oh, sorry. The reason it was made illegal was pretty pathetic and stupid. So, again, in terms of the drugs that could cause massive problems, marijuana isn't really high on that list. So
no,
I'm kind of.
I mean,
okay.
I don't really have a problem with it being legalized, other than it'll make weed smokers, potheads,
happy.
So unbearable. It's like,
we can live with it. We can live with it. Eric, we have some deaths. First one. Pat Patterson passed away at 79.
Yeah.
You know a little bit about him, only because you're in that business sometimes. What do you think about that?
First ever WWF/E Intercontinental Champion.
Mm-hmm.
He was the father of the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. It was his idea.
Mm-hmm.
Trailblazers used kind of a little too much these days, but he was truly one of those. He was one of the first openly gay wrestlers. If not the first.
I heard the first, so that's how I was going to describe it.
Yeah.
Seemed like a decent guy. People seemed to like him, too.
I think in the end he probably was. I mean, you hear...
Wrestlers always have issues with other wrestlers anyway.
Sure, sure. I mean, like, you know, he could have been beloved by 95%, and then, you know, the 5% who don't like him, talk the loudest. You know, I think at the end of the day, he was a very beloved individual in the wrestling world by the wrestlers and the wrestling fans. He was a bombastic, charismatic character, and, you know.
There you go.
And he, what was it, 80 years old?
79. 79.
I mean, not a bad run.
Nope. Walter Williams died at 84. He was a black economist and conservative. Really well known, well liked, and he was good friends with Thomas Sowell.
Mm-hmm.
So that was sort of a bummer. I used to read some of Walter Williams' stuff and really liked it quite a bit, so I was sad to hear him go.
Mm.
Lon Adams died, 95. He was the creator of the Slim Jim recipe. Has that been to a Slim Jim? No.
And he lasted until 95?
95, yeah. Yeah.
Must have made a deal with some dark entity. I guess. I don't know.
And then Hugh Keyes Byrne died today. This week, sorry. 73.
Who?
Hugh Keyes Byrne. Now, okay. You would know him as Imogen, the bad guy in the...
I'm waiting for it.
Imogen Joe, the bad guy in the Mad Max first and last movies.
Okay. First and last movie. We're talking about like the first and then Fury Road?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
He was the bad guy in Die of Those. Dude, that motherfucker was scary in both those movies.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah.
That was
one of those things where it's like, damn, dude.
I did not want to meet that dude ever. And
kind of had like a. The same way Sid Haig always gave me the creeps.
Which one's Sid?
Sid Haig, he was in a bunch of the Rob Zombie horror movies. He played Captain Spaulding, the kind of the clown, who Devil's Rejects.
Oh, okay. I don't know that guy, but same vibe.
Vibe where it's like he's like this, you know, big guy, wide toothy grin, but there's just like, oh man, that guy will blow my head off
as soon as look at me.
Well, that describes Imogen Joe as well. Two more stories, Eric. First off, and I'm just going to ask this base question. There's this guy called the Too Tall Bandit in New York. I guess he's 6'8", and he's always wearing...
That's not too tall.
And he's always wearing a mask, and he's always covered from head to toe, and he's always armed. He's got a gun. So the Too Tall Bandit struck again after a two-year hiatus. Here's my question. When I read the information, it said that before the two-year hiatus, he had hit like 7 or 8 banks. And then he just recently hit a new one. Why has nobody shot this man yet? If I'm at a bank teller, lots of bank tellers, and this dude comes in wearing a mask, first off, I'm pressing the button underneath, I'm assuming, for the police.
Yeah.
And why has no one fired a shot at this guy yet?
I don't know. Maybe he...
He's too tall. You're going to hit him.
He's too tall.
There's plenty of shit to shoot at.
Yeah. I don't know. It could be he... I mean...
Yeah, I know.
Bank robbers don't just walk in willy-nilly and say, hand over the money.
Yeah, they come in hot.
They come in hot, but they also case the joint first.
Right, true.
So they know what they're walking into more often than not. Like, mm-hmm. they can pretty much gauge what they're going to see when they walk in.
Yeah.
And if you got some 78-year-old retiree as a security guard who is, you know, rail thin and, you know...
The gun looks too heavy if he even picked it up.
I mean, he's leaning to one side because the gun is heavy in the holster. I don't think Too Tall Jones is going to give a shit.
Not Too Tall Jones, God rest his soul. Too Tall Bandit.
Sorry, Too Tall Bandit.
Dell Jones was an amazing defensive end for the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, you know, it's the first name that came to mind.
I hear you. All right, maybe that's... I just can't imagine, because you have these mysteries, right? This mysterious bandit that comes in and steals stuff, and it's 2 years off, and now he's back, and no one's manned up and taken a shot at this guy? I don't get it. Protect the money, man!
Well, that's the thing. I mean, a lot of these...
They're insured. They don't care.
Yeah, they're insured. They don't give a shit.
That's dangerous. People need to give a shit again. That's what I guess what I'm getting at. And the last story, Eric, is going to make you unhappy.
Why didn't you... fine.
Well, I'm hoping you're coming in hot here. Coming hot. All right, here it is. China went to the moon.
Oh, I read about that. I was pissed.
And they planted
their... I was so angry. I was so mad.
The moon is now... co-owned. There is a flag.
Nope. That's not how it works.
The United States.
That's
and
not how it works.
Flag from
That's not
China.
How it works. That's not
They're
how it
in
works.
Different sections of the moon.
They did it the pansy way.
All hell is breaking
they didn't,
loose.
They didn't. They you know they couldn't go.
Buzz
up there.
Aldrin's hitting anybody you can see right now.
He should get into some sort of Lincoln Town car and head down to Chinatown and start boxing his way through the streets.
No, those people have nothing to do with it. You got to find the...
It's the only place he can go.
No, he can get to the consulate. If he gets to the consulate, he's got every right to start hitting
And they couldn't even do it. It's like, did you send someone to the moon? No, we sent a robot. Fuck you, you stupid bastards.
What you're saying is... Unless a human being puts that flag up, it's null and void.
Well, no. It's because our flag was there first.
Okay.
We own it because we planted our flag there first.
Well, they have a flag there now.
I know. We need to send somebody up. Not a robot. We need to send somebody up there.
This whole scenario is turning into Space Force from Netflix. Because that's exactly what happens. The Chinese and the Americans fight on the planet's surface.
Yeah. Send somebody up there.
Well, Joe Biden's not going to do it. If he's the president, he's going to say, oh, you're right here. You can have...
Oh, no. I mean, he should see... Christmas Day, the launch to retake the moon. Just send somebody up there, land on the moon, you know, have a camera. Like, have a camera on the... It's like, and you just walk on over to the flag, take it off, and you, like, have something. You just start carving that shit up. Piss off, you communist fucks. I don't think so. And then you just kind of vault it off into space and watch it fly.
Have you yet to see the show Space Force?
No.
There's a wonderful scene where they bring up this... They spend all this time and money on this ship that's going to go up to the moon. Be the first to do something on the moon. I want to say put a camp in there or whatnot. And the Chinese ship comes up and cuts the wings off.
That's funny.
It was like, oh, there's a big fight. Oh, dude, this is what's happening. And Eric, you have every right to be pissed, I think. Every right.
Everyone should be pissed. The moon belongs to the United States.
Bleeds.
It bleeds red, white, and blue.
Socialist Popus, here we are.
Welcome. What have I told you about that?
Sorry, it seems fun to say.
No, 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 it is. No,
it is fun to say.
No, it isn't.
And he is a socialist, so, you know, that's my Pope. That's my Pope. No, no,
no.
Okay. Anyway, it's the Pope Watch.
Yep.
And we have some stories, Eric, that might tickle your fancy. First off, the Pope cancels pre-Christian ceremony due to COVID-19. This ceremony started in 1953, and it starts the Christmas spirit in Rome. Gonzo. What do you think?
It's Gonzo?
Yeah. He canceled it.
Oh.
Not happening.
I thought you were talking about the Muppet. Shut up. okay. All right. Well...
He's a believer. I mean, he fully believes in this COVID stuff. And
It's just so annoying. It's so stupid.
And feels that way anyway, that's for certain. And clearly the Pope is trying to look out. Look, he did help the trannies when they needed help. And
they helped those trannies. We don't have any more customers. We'll get you some customers.
So amazing. That was amazing. That story is going to be the one... That when we get
That's story of the year.
When we get run off the, we get run off the internet. That's going to be the story that I'll remember kindly.
Mm.
I mean fondly. I mean whatever. For the end of
fondly,
time.
Fondly.
So there's that. Also,
yeah, it sucks. I don't think, but I guess I can understand it. Yeah.
Also, the Pope tweeted out sort of an interesting. A message that's...
Interesting or stupid?
No, it's interesting only because it doesn't really go with all the other posts that he's been doing. You know, we've had a lot about the Fratelli Tutti thing.
Not the Fratellis.
Put a kid's arm in a blender. Can't deal with those guys.
They're cold-blooded murderers.
But he made a sort of a weird post about slavery. And really, the crux of the matter was slavery
Yeah, I'm sure this is going to go well from a doughy white guy.
Slavery makes us undignified because it takes away everyone's dignity. So there was more to the top part of the tweet was about how it's horrific. And I agree, clearly slavery is wrong. And there's no reason at all in the world it should be used. And the funny part is that people seem to think in this country that it only happened in this country.
Who invented slavery? Good old US of A. What?
No, that's not true at all. How about the Egyptians?
It existed long before us, and it's still happening now. We got rid of it in our country when our country existed, which was in 1796.
We'll see. Ish. Just go with 1776. That's when everything happened.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yes. So. From the time our country was founded, we got rid of slavery, we outlawed it, in less than 100 years.
Yep. We're the fastest to get rid of it.
Yeah, because we knew the founding fathers knew it was an abomination. They wanted to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Jefferson tried to get rid of it a couple times.
Yeah, Washington as well. So, we got rid of it faster than anybody else, but we get blamed for it in this country. And it's really just an amazing thing. So anyway... I get it. This kind of goes with what you said about the Pope last episode, where he likes to throw out this vanilla obvious shit.
Yeah.
That everyone's like, oh, no kidding. Thanks for that, pal.
Another scoop of vanilla there, Poppy? Come on now. We all like to eat it up. Because obviously everyone agrees with that.
Yeah. Another one that's obvious, but I've sort of had an issue with it, was that he asked for prayers for the Nigerian farmers that were murdered recently. Now, the story is that there's a lot of warlord problems in Nigeria, and the farmers were specifically sort of targeted after one farmer in particular refused to work for and feed a passing warlord. Sounds very Book of Mormon-y to me, but at the end of the day, they rounded up like 60 people and killed them. And, you know, that shit's just horrific, number one. So he said prayers for the Nigeria and dead farmers. I'm paraphrasing there clearly. And then he also prayed that to convert the hearts of those who commit similar atrocities, which greatly offend his being God's name. So again, a little bit of vanilla there too. Clearly murdering 60 people because you're an asshole is bad. And
but let's hope they see the light and change their ways. How about we hang them? Let's hang them.
I mean, something needs. This is a concept to me that is so. I don't know the answer, and for me to be using the correct version of the term privilege, to live in a country where I'm free and I don't have to worry about a warlord coming by and telling and demanding me to do stuff for him or else. Like, it's hard to comprehend that type of living when you live in the best country in the world. So yeah.
It's hard to imagine. I honestly don't want to imagine it because it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what these people have to go through.
God bless them. I hope. Cause
so let's hang those bastards.
I mean, we'd love to send in some. I know there'd be plenty of guys from the Black Rifle Coffee Company. Veterans who would take kindly to come in there and help out with such things. And I only bring them up because I like watching those guys. And those guys are tough motherfuckers who used to kill for the United States. or do, you know, all sorts of ops. But I would suspect that some veterans would love to help these people.
Probably, yeah.
It's just getting clearance and all that fun stuff. But sadly, the Pope adopts Biden's slogan. Not great. Not great. There's talk of this big reset where we all go back into shitty lives and we have the New World Order government. And the Pope's a part of it. And this does not help that conspiracy, because the Pope is using the same slogan that Biden used, and that slogan's also been used by communist dictators all around the world. So the line is what? Build back better?
Something like that, yeah.
Which, fuck off. let's see here. We have today the Pope talked about the gift of conversion in Advent. Advent is this idea that we can change our lives around a little bit,
mm-hmm.
if given the proper and the proper boost from Christmas time.
Boost?
He did say that it is difficult to change your life around because it's hard to change and sin is around every corner. Yes?
Sure. What's he doing for Advent?
I'm sure he's eating very well.
Yeah. I'm having less pepperoni. Not no pepperoni, but less.
More pigs will be saved because I've had less pepperoni. And lastly, and the only reason this story is in here, because I love the name. The Pope accepts the resignation of Ottawa Archbishop Terence Prendergast. Or as I like to call him, Pederass.
Pederass Hanrahan.
75. I thought, when I looked at the story, and I was like, oh, what a unfortunate name for a priest, Prendergast. then it turns out he's a decent guy. He's just retiring.
Yeah.
So, you know, all's well that ends well, as I always say.
Happy retirement. Sorry about the name. We'll be right back.
Eric, you ready to get ridiculous?
We're not there already?
It's time.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess you could argue that the top segment was ridiculous too. And the Pope segment could be ridiculous. And we're just going to keep on rocking in the free world.
For as long as we can.
Until Biden is pronounced the winner. But I don't think it could happen. I think the Trumpster's going to hold out here. I think he's going to get the win. Now, we talked a little bit about Epstein didn't hang himself at the end of the first segment.
True.
Just so happened that he may have been spotted in Mexico.
So he's actually not dead.
It could be. Someone said they spotted a man that looked strikingly like Jeffrey Epstein in Mexico in a pickup truck. And there is rumored that he had a ranch out there. So do you think he's not dead?
I think he's pretty dead.
You think he's pretty dead?
I would assume so.
No one saw anything. And, you know, there was a there was definitely a cloak over the head of the guy when he came out. Could it just be one of those wonderful storyline Hollywood stories where he faked his own death and is now living the good life in Mexico?
That would kind of suck.
It would be rough. So the 49ers, San Francisco 49ers, football team.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
They've moved to Arizona because
they're not allowed to play in their own.
Santa Clara, California has banned football due to COVID. So now they're the Arizona 49ers, which makes zero sense. The Arizona 49ers, which makes zero sense.
They actually have to change their name?
I don't think so, but they're just going to play out of there. Yeah. So it's funny how all these...
That would be really funny if they had to change their name. We're no longer allowing football because of COVID. I mean, can we come back later?
No! No, we wanted to get rid of the 49ers for a long time, and this is our opportunity.
So now we're going to be the Arizona 49ers? How does that make sense? It doesn't!
The Zona Niners. And there you go. I understand. I get what's happening. I don't agree with it, most of it, because you know the disease rate of recovery here is 99% for almost everybody, except for if you're in your 80s and 90s. And I get that. Every life matters. I understand. But still, we don't shut down the whole world because of something like that. Quite frankly, 80s and 90s people have susceptibility to many diseases, including the flu. And AIDS, right? I would think AIDS hurts those people.
They're susceptible to everything.
I feel like Rodney Dangerfield. I'm adjusting.
But apparently they get the HIV, like, a lot. What are you talking about?
Well, don't you remember those old stories where it was like everyone's having a lot of sex in these old folks' homes?
Well, yeah, there was a giant increase of sexually transmitted diseases in nursing homes, but it wasn't AIDS. It was like fucking syphilis and the clap, or is...
Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan.
Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. It's good advice! Gonorrhea and shit like that. I mean...
But I think I find it funny because you have these professional sports that are so into the social justice aspect now. Football, baseball, basketball. And then it affects them... Instead of saying they were wrong, they just go along with the joke until they don't make money anymore. And even then, they don't care because they're going to sell out to Chinese dollars anyway.
Yeah.
So, great. Eric, we talked a little bit about the transgender thing with Elliot Page. What about this one? A Kazakhstan bodybuilder has decided to marry a sex doll after an 8-month courting. Now...
All right, so let's talk about the courting process.
Wait, before you get going...
No, because this matters. The courting process matters. Because a part of the courting process is meeting the family. Did he go meet the manufacturers?
I don't know.
Did he meet the person who actually put her together on the assembly line?
I don't know.
When he asked... to have her hand in marriage, for someone to give him their blessing. Who did he ask? The owner of the company?
What I do know is this, Eric. That the wedding had to be delayed after this man was attacked during a transgender parade. He was dressed as a woman and someone tried to kick the hell out of him, and he took some bruises and bumps and he had to delay the wedding. Now, are we all living in this man's delusional dream?
Right. Like, are we
in
some sort of hallucination in his mind right now?
Yes. I mean, we're talking about people. This just seems disturbed to me. And I know I don't want to be hateful, but like,
you're not being hateful.
I'm just confused. I'm absolutely confused. What's wrong with just...
Is the sex doll male or female?
Female. He's male, but he likes to dress as a female, but he's also a bodybuilder. This guy's complex. Like, there's a lot going on right now.
I mean, is he trans? Because I'm assuming he's not going to be passable.
I don't know. He's a big dude.
That's just an assumption on my part. I don't know. Maybe...
All
it is weird. It's weird. Just weird.
Yeah. When did we lose the ability to say, man, that's fucking weird? As opposed to, like...
It was around 2012.
Well, maybe we can go back to it's fucking weird.
It is. It's fucking weird.
How about this for weird? A thief in New York stole a person's car tire and swapped it with a frozen turkey.
That's fair trade.
He just helped that guy eat. I mean, he cut off the bottom because it's going to be a little chunky there, but from the gravel but
oh shit!
You know, it's food for a tire.
It's food for a tire. Yet now he can't drive to, I assume, go to work to earn money to buy more food.
Right.
So it's a limited.
And if he doesn't have a tin to put the turkey in, it's really hard to cook a turkey if you don't have anything to put it in that's big enough. So
that's true.
So he can't even go get the tin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a great trade, but it's better than nothing. It's
better than nothing.
You know, cinder blocks doesn't really help you very much, but a frozen turkey will.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Especially when you find the guy, you can throw the frozen turkey at his head.
So we had this whole thing about the monoliths, and I said there would be more to this story, and there is. Turns out that the monoliths, the one that was in Utah and then showed up in what foreign country? Do you remember?
I don't fucking know.
It was in Hungary or something.
Was it getting a meal?
Sorry. And then there was another one in California. And
I only knew of the one in Utah that disappeared. I didn't know where it went. There was another one.
There was two others. It turns out it might be a whole big thing from a bunch of aggressive artists that are trying to make a name for themselves. And they have been known to do stuff like this before. But it sprung into some other things because apparently there's a wonderful monument. They call it a phallic monument. It looks like a giant cock in Germany. And after the monolith was stolen from Utah, somebody went to the phallic monument and sawed it down. I'm sad.
Like all of it?
Oh, it's gone.
Okay. I didn't know if it was going for like a circumcision sort of thing.
No, it was. Nothing left, but the balls were gone too. And
oh, they took the balls.
There's nothing left.
You got to keep. You got to keep
sawdust. That was it.
You got to keep the junk together.
Yeah. So disappointing. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Maybe they needed it for something.
That's ridiculous. All of it.
Yeah.
And here's more ridiculous.
Okay.
Did you hear about the female kicker for Vanderbilt?
Ugh.
Here's the thing I don't get. Okay. I don't really care one way or the other, that they thought this would be a good stunt. Because clearly they had a soccer team and they could have got a male soccer player if they really wanted to.
Sure.
They were trying to make a point. They were trying to be social justice people.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't like. They lost 41-0. The coach was fired. She kicked a ball 30 yards.
On the ground.
And she got SEC Player of the Week.
Yeah.
I got a problem with that.
Well, I mean, if it is true, it isn't. But if it is true, I guess it's too much to say it isn't. It could be true. That her doing a 30-yard squib kick was what they told her to do, which is what they're saying.
This is what they're saying.
Then she did her job.
Right.
Very well.
Right. But that is not.
Well, if you're the first at something and then do your job well,
then yeah, why wouldn't you get it?
Because when you get a conference award, it's for something that's spectacular. It's for something that is...
pretty spectacular to be the first to do something.
I suppose, but not in terms of...
Don't get me wrong.
41-0 loss, your coach gets fired. And...
Don't get me wrong. They didn't tell her to do that.
Kick it as hard as you can.
That was it. I don't know. Maybe she was nervous. Maybe.
No question. Like, to be in her shoes, she's got every right to make this move. She's got every right to get on the field if they let her.
Yeah.
She's got every right to kick the ball. She's got every right to be nervous, too.
What I'm saying is, if what they're saying is true, forget the score. Yeah, they lost horribly. Fine.
Coach was fired.
Yes, coach was fired. If you're the first to do something, and then you go out there and do exactly what you're told to do, which is the story, then I see no reason why she shouldn't at least be in the running, if not win it. It's a week. It's a, player of the week. It's not like she won the fucking Heisman Trophy.
Right, but the player of the week is, in my opinion, is someone who's been involved in these types of things, not at the Division I level, but at some other levels. That award goes for something that is unbelievable in terms of the results and the thing that's been done. So
yeah,
I get
it. It's not exactly rare. They give it out weekly.
I know, but
like every week.
But it's performance based, and this is not.
And by their story,
one kick,
her performance was perfect.
One kick gets you SEC Player of the Week. No, I just don't buy it.
No, I agree with you. Yeah. All I'm saying is, if the story is true, then I see no real problem with it. It's not true.
Things that don't make sense.
Yeah, she kicked the ball, and it went. And then they escorted her off the field.
She didn't even stay on to try to...
No, she didn't even stay on to try and, like, where the kicker is supposed to be the last line of defense. No, she was gone.
She did not want
to
be there.
She was like, fuck this shit, I'm out. And then, asked security to surround her and go.
Yeah. I'm just going to go with things I don't understand for $100, please. And let's move on with that with San Francisco. Let's bring San Francisco back. San Francisco.
Are they still pooping in the streets?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
But they've banned cigarette smoking in your own home. You can't smoke cigarettes in your own home. Now, I don't agree with that. You're allowed to do what you want to do in your own home. But they have approved smoking marijuana. Now, tell me how that makes any sense at all.
Well, it doesn't, but it's California. What do you expect? You can't smoke in your own home, but if you want to take a few steps out your door and cop a squat in the street, go right ahead. Everything's fine.
Eric, let's bring back China. You want to talk a little bit more about China?
No, they suck.
China is attempting to actually create the super soldier. They're going for it.
What, are they just trying to make their soldiers taller?
I don't know. If they're going to actually fit. They're going for Captain America. They're going for the Winter Soldier. Do you think they can do it, number one? And number two, how many people are...
Judging by their success with the coronavirus, no, they're not going to be able to do it.
And how many people are going to die in this experiment?
Many. Many.
Oh, jeez.
Their population will go from like 1. Whatever billion to probably 975,000.
Yeah. So, lastly, this is the last story of the ridiculous. This is a good one, Eric, so go for it.
All right.
Brussels police bust a lockdown orgy attended by diplomats. And these same diplomats, not all of them, mind you, there's about 25 men, naked gay men, in this orgy. About a quarter of them were diplomats, and many of them were saying, don't do anything. It's COVID. Stay in your homes. So there's a lockdown component to this, and there was a gay orgy component. Now, all of these people were arrested.
Good.
And all of them were just fined for COVID. for COVID violations and sent back.
Yay!
Unfortunately for... one member of the Hungary's government,
uh-oh,
who has claimed to be anti-gay,
It's always the anti-gay ones.
And he's got a...
I hate homosexuals except they take it up the ass.
He's got to resign because he was at said party and was arrested and fined for COVID violation. So, Eric, there's a lot I gave you there. Pick up the ball and run.
Well, geez, man, there is a lot there. I mean, the hypocrisy is fantastic. It's just, I mean, just to start, I mean, like, stay home, COVID, you know, slow the spread, lower the curve or whatever the fuck they...
lower the dog.
It's like, but man.
Oh, my goodness. Whew.
But it's, you know, you can't have Thanksgiving. You can't, you know, celebrate Christmas. But if you want to fuck... If you're a guy and you want to fuck some other gays,
jingle bells, jingle, jingle.
You go ahead and do it.
Oh, what fun it is to!
Because we all know sodomy protects you from COVID. It is the one true cure.
I can't. I gotta.
If you have COVID,
I gotta stop you.
Get right. Something in your ass immediately.
That's it. I'm calling it. We're done. We might never be able to do another episode ever again. Oh my god. Time for questions to ponder on the tweet of the week. The tweet of the week.
Tweet of the week is, I don't want to get COVID. Suck my dick.
Oh, no, no, no. No, no, no. No, 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 no.
If you want to get COVID.
Please stop. No, no, don't do this. Please don't do this. I want to talk about the tweet of the week. I want to talk about Matt Dawson. Matt Dawson had the tweet of the week.
I don't want to get COVID, man. It's my right not to get COVID, so I need to ride the pole.
No, 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 no. No, no, we're not doing that. There are vaccines that are coming. We don't need to do that.
Don't need the vaccines. We already know what works.
No, 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 no. Let's not do this.
Giant man meat.
No, stop it. Oh, my gosh. I will not let you give false COVID information and say that the baloney pony survived the COVID. I'm not going to do that. I want to get to Matt Dawson's tweet. Tweet of the week. I thought it was funny. His tweet was, those Charmin bears sure do get excited about making jeans. And they do. If you watch any Charmin,
I didn't even hear the last word. The fuck did you say?
He said, oh, and I quote, those Charmin bears sure do get excited about taking shits. And they do. If you see the commercials, they're happy as fuck when they gotta take a dump.
They're like fucking dancing.
I suppose I feel that way too. Oh my goodness. Okay. The question to ponder
is, it's like a family ordeal. It's like the whole family gathers together to drop a deuce. A family that shits together.
Oh, God. Really, the only question to ponder I have is... I was going to base it on this whole USA-China thing that's going forward. And
Does fucking really cure COVID? No. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Not even a little bit.
I thought we're reclaiming the moon. I thought that was a good one, but my God. Who the hell knows now? Oh, jeez.
There's a lot of things we have to accomplish. We need to
reclaim the moon for ourselves, for the United States, because it's rightfully ours. And we need to set up
a lot of gay tents.
We have to set up a lot of gay orgies across the country. Because, as the diplomats have shown us, if you want to be safe from COVID,
oh my gosh,
men, gather together and fuck the shit out of each other. Just do it!
Wasn't this the plan in South Park where they were trying to stop the immigration thing? If we eliminate children happening and have a big orgy, then there won't be any new people coming and stuff.
I don't know.
What a zoo, but yeah. This has been the Empty Room Podcast, episode 54. It might well be the last episode we ever do. You can find us on Twitter, on Facebook.
Science.
You can find us on Parler. You can find us on Rumble. Oh my god. If you want to send us an email and tell us
send all your hate emails
to the EmptyRoomPodcast@gmail.com. Oh my gosh. We'll see you next week. Stay well, everybody, and get ready for the shit show.
And go fuck.
No.